down seems like a pretty straightforward idea. A hanging plumb bob certainly points down. The string follows the direction of gravity. But as you see on this image here, in the upper part, we have an instrument that's set up on the Earth's surface, topographic surface. And the red dashed line is perpendicular to the ellipsoid at its point, at the point where we find the instrument. The black line is the direction of down according to a plumb line or according to gravity, and the deflection of the vertical is the difference between them. Now, in the lower part of the image, you see the down according to the direction of gravity is the, again, according to the direction of gravity is the red dashed line, and a geodetic latitude is based upon down according to perpendicular to the ellipsoid. Now, in the lower image, it is the blue line, the one that is perpendicular to the ellipsoid, that is the line that we normally use to define latitude, the one that is perpendicular to this ellipsoid. This is normally called geodetic latitude. And then, of course, there's a third kind, and this is the geocentric latitude, and this is the one that goes from the point on the Earth's surface to the geocenter, or the center of mass of the Earth. So the one that is of interest, the one that is used most often, is the geodetic latitude, which is based on perpendicular to the ellipsoid.